take a short lifestyle detour from the news of the world. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl.
Welcome back, everyone, to your morning pep talk. I am Jenna, and it is time for Frisky Friday. Happy Friday, everyone. What a way to close out our show this morning. We have Sarah and Leah from the Santa Rosa County Animal Services. Good morning, girls.
Good morning.
I am super excited. First of all, let me just say, not only do we have Sarah and Leah with us today, but we have a very special friend in studio. We have Cassie. Now, what is Cassie's breed?
So Cassie is your typical chocolate lab, I guess you could say, except she's got a very floofy tail. We're not quite sure where that comes from. But as far as her look, her personality, she's very much so a chocolate lab. She's 5 years old, goofy as could be. She's five, but she definitely acts like a puppy still. She's been flopping all over the shelter anytime someone sits on her couch. Really here in the radio show, too. Anytime someone sits on the couch, she's flopping, wiggling her little butt all over us. So she's just having a great old time sniffing around at the moment.
She really is. Now I have to ask, before we get into things and talk about everything that's going on, all the other animals, is Cassie up for adoption?
Yes. So Cassie, along with several other dogs and cats in our shelter, are up for adoption. And the cool thing is, all adoption fees are waived today and tomorrow. So you could get Cassie totally free, including her spay, neuter, and a rabies vaccine today and tomorrow. For Valentine's Day, it's our Lonely Hearts adoption event.
Okay, first of all, don't you tempt me with a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And don't tempt me with animals. Oh my word. Okay, I really hope my husband's not listening, because that is like the best news ever. And what a time to go out and give your loved ones something that they'll cherish. I mean, honestly, throughout 2020 and even just so far this year, we've just had a lot of things going on.
Oh yeah.
My dog is my best friend, and she and I are cuddle buddies.
Absolutely.
And at the end of the day, I'm gonna just say it, I'm sorry, family, but nobody is as excited to see me as her.
Well, and I saw the cutest thing. It was like, you know, we're going to look back in 20 years and think, wow, 2020 was the worst year ever because we were all cooped up in our houses and things. But our animals are going to look back and think, right, 2020 was the best year ever because
That's
our
right.
owners were always home. They were always loving on us. They were always, think about the animals, especially this last year.
Right.
Cassie's just, I think, loving it here. I think she's overwhelmed herself because she's now laying on the floor, pooped as ever.
She just exhausted herself.
Exactly.
So I love that. And it's not just dogs. Y'all have cats for adoption as well, and those fees are waived too.
Yeah. So our numbers of cats have actually whittled down a little bit because we've had so many adoptions this week. I think the very first day we had 5 or 6 adoptions, which is great for our shelter, but still plenty of dogs, and we get cats every single week. And even when adoption fees aren't waived, they're only $10 for cats and $25 for dogs. So, I mean, if you can't afford $10,
right,
then maybe you shouldn't get a dog or a cat. But
you get
what we mean. We're just trying to waive it to get these animals out just in time for Valentine's Day to find their soulmate.
Absolutely. I love their soulmate. And I will say, too, you know, y'all do a great job in just getting everybody screened and background checked as they come in and mm-hmm. adopt to make sure that they're going to a loving home. And, you know, maybe I'm on all the animal pages on Facebook, and
it's dangerous.
I know, I cry a lot over it. Mm-hmm. I'm a crier. And so I've seen recently, just with all the downed fences, a lot of animals have been getting out and loose and running away. You know, don't freak out. Check your local shelters. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I have seen where people have lost, and I'm so sorry. My heart just goes out to you. I am an animal lover. But don't lose hope, because it won't replace that emptiness, but at the same time, it can really help heal when you go out and adopt, not shop. I have to push that, and we'll talk more about that later.
Yeah.
But a new furry baby. Mm-hmm. So, Sarah, why don't you tell us what you do and kind of what's new over in Santa Rosa Animal Services.
Yeah, so Leah does a lot of our social media for the animal services, and Brandy is our boss. She's not here today with us, but we also kind of help out with that, help get news out about the animal shelter. Leah has started a really exciting thing for the shelter that I'll let her talk about because that is all her. But I did want to mention that one thing we do really advocate for is microchipping your pets. Because if someone finds your pet on the side of the road, they can take it to a vet office, they can take it to our animal shelter, and then scan that microchip and get your dog back home to you a lot quicker. So we really advocate for that. It's not very expensive, and the shelter even does it if people want it before they adopt.
Yeah, I think all of our pets now are leaving with a microchip, so
that's good.
Really important.
Okay, and so that's a game changer in lost and found dogs, because we have all those pages throughout our amazing panhandle. I love that.
Even if you have outdoor cats, you know, they tend to wander. Not to say they won't come back, but sometimes they take a nice 2 or 3 day stroll and someone picks them up. I mean, microchips are awesome, and those lost and found pet groups on Facebook are such friends. I mean, they help reunite so many animals.
Oh yeah, we're definitely looking out for each other, and I appreciate that. So I guess I'd never thought about cats getting microchip, but that really does make sense.
Yeah, and it's cool because you can continue to go and update your information. I mean, you have a name change, you have an address, you move, you get a new phone number. Mm-hmm. It's just a simple online database. The sad thing is, a lot of people have microchips and they forget to update them, and it's super hard to, you know, track it back to the original owner. So one, get a microchip. Two, make sure you're updating that information regularly, just like you would update your Facebook page if you get married or divorced, you know. You would want to make sure you do the same thing on your microchip. If your pet is your number one soulmate, make sure that they can find their way back to you.
Yes, I love that. So outside of microchipping and advocating for that, that's really important at just, like I said, seeing them all just kind of scurry out. It happens. Yeah, they wander. They get a sniff and they just follow it. Mm-hmm. So it's nothing against anybody.
See a
but
squirrel?
Just,
chase
oh,
it.
My
you
goodness,
know?
The
chase
squirrels.
It a couple miles down the road. It happens.
My dog's arch nemesis is the squirrel.
They follow the hot dog man. I mean, it just happens.
Yes, it does. So what else do we have going on?
Yeah, so I can just really quick, we have some pretty exciting news. So if you've listened in the past or you're a fan of our shelter, follow us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, maybe you already are, but we just got a TikTok, which is so fun, and we're already up to 850 something followers, which is so crazy. We went from like 90 to 800 something overnight just from a cute puppy dog video, but it's a lot of fun. We've been making goofy on trend content, and it's mostly Gen Z on there, but don't fear, we've got some older friends on there.
Yeah.
So join it, watch some funny videos. We post sad videos, funny videos, videos of doggos like Cassie goofing off in the radio show. So follow us on there. It's a lot of fun.
Absolutely. I actually saw the video. So cute. Mm-hmm. I know why they have you doing social media, and I know why you got all those followers. And I was saying the other day, you know, use your TikTok or your Instagram or your Facebook for something good. Mm-hmm. Just like my husband's like, just get off Facebook. No, I use it well for work, and I use it to find all the animals. I find, you know, it happens. You're driving down 90 and you see one, I will stop traffic. People, I will, and I'll post that picture to every page until I get that pup home.
Sometimes I feel like I need to get off Facebook because I see so many animals. Yeah, I tend to think, oh, well, I don't have a dog, but I could totally get a dog. And next thing you know, I'm seeing hundreds of dogs that need homes, and I'm like, I can't handle it. I'm too emotional. I got two cats, but you know, dogs are, they fill a special hole in your heart, that's for sure.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Man, waived pet adoption fees this weekend, pushing the microchipping to make sure that your little puppies, your furry kitties and pups can get home safely, as well as following. Now, is it Santa Rosa Animal Services on TikTok? What's your handle?
Yeah, you can search Santa Rosa County Animal Services, but you can search SRC Animal Services on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. You'll find us that way. We tried to make it as simple as possible, but SRC Animal Services, or you can go to our Facebook, and I'm sure you'll find a post about it to get there too.
Yeah,
that's really awesome. Oh my goodness. Hey, you know what, we have so much more to cover than just the TikTok world, and being able to maybe get Cassie here, our beloved little chocolate lab mix, maybe on air. We'll see if she'll give us a little word here, but for right now I'm losing track of time because I'm having so much fun. But I'm going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back here with Sarah and Leah.
Hey, this is Dr. Neil. You've heard me say it. If you need to heal, see Dr. Neil. This is not a slogan. This is life. If you need chiropractic alignment, nothing else is going to solve your problem. A structural misalignment is a structural stress, and once the process starts, it's a downward spiral until one day you need surgery. How about we deal with it before it goes surgical? If we can correct it now, it's not a problem later. And please, for your sake, if you have an auto accident, come see us within 14 days. That's what auto insurance is for. Don't tough it out and then regret it in 10 years. I'm a board-certified chiropractic neurologist because it's all about pain and nerves. So get your car fixed and get your spine fixed. The Neil Clinic is on Creighton Road, just across the street from Walmart. Give me a call right now, 479-SPINE.
I'm Roz Leahy, president of Impact 100 Pensacola Bay Area, a women's philanthropic organization. Since 2004, Impact 100 has awarded 120 transformative grants totaling $12.8 million to nonprofit organizations in our community. Ladies, if you are interested in becoming part of our community-focused organization, join us at one of our upcoming Meet and Mingle membership events. For details on these events, visit impact100pensacola.org.
Right now, Allstate has almost as many ways to save as there are types of music. Save for being a new customer. Save for driving safely. Save for driving less with pay-per-mile insurance. Visit allstate.com or contact your local agent to get a quote. Find out how much you can save today. Allstate, now that should be music to your ears.
Not available in every state. Savings based on early signing discount drive-wise in Mile West. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is Davis Allen, Program Director for ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM and 99.1 FM, and we're hiring here. Right now, we do have an immediate job opening for the part-time role of producer for Sports Drive with Chad Brilliante, as well as Talk Football with Coach K. This includes producing on-air promos, but also previous radio, TV, and production experience. It's preferred, but we are willing to train. You can find out more, along with an ADX job application, at ESPNPensacola.com. ADX is an equal opportunity employer.
Owning a home and paying it off is one of the data points of an everyday millionaire. So we want you to do that, but we don't want the house to own you. So here's your rule of thumb, okay? Number one, you don't buy a house unless you're out of debt and you have your emergency fund. But the most you should borrow is a home on a 15-year fixed rate where the payment is no more than a fourth of your take-home pay.
Dave Ramsey, 1 till 4 p.m. weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Fur babies is what I think. A little bit of Junior Walker, J.R. Walker, and the All-Stars. We are chatting with Santa Rosa County Animal Services. We have our friends Sarah and Leah here with us. And we want to move on a little bit because we just run out of time really fast and chat about something that is really pressing on your heart and something you really feel is a topic that the community needs to hear about.
Yeah, and that is spaying and neutering your pets, because we do have a bit of an overpopulation problem in Santa Rosa County, especially with cats. They just reproduce like rabbits, it seems. And we think that, you know, spaying and neutering your pets is just one of the main responsibilities as a pet owner that you need to take care of. Have a cat going through heat is not fun. I experienced that, and I will never do it again.
Okay.
Because they kind of go insane. But also, kitten season is coming up. And so we know that our shelter is about to get a huge influx of kittens, and it would just be so helpful if our community would kind of step up a little bit
right.
and spay and neuter their cats,
yes.
especially. Yeah, I mean, we know as a pet owner, you know, you dream about like, oh, my animal would have the cutest puppies or the cutest kittens, and, you know, you just don't want to spay and neuter them because you think, oh, I want to have puppies. Like, I want to be able to give puppies to all my friends and family. Like,
sure.
That's awesome, cool, but, like, don't. Because we have puppies and kittens all year round at the shelter. And, you know, just thinking about kitten season, even in the years past, we've had days where we've had hundreds of kittens come in. Kittens are
wonderful. They're so sweet. They're so cute. They're so little, but they are a lot to take care of. And we rely extremely on our foster program to take care of these kittens. And we've had a wonderful transformation in our life-saving numbers over the past year, but that's just due to our community stepping up and spaying, neutering their animals, and the fosters that we have that can take time out of their days, weeks, months to bottle feed these kittens every hour, every second. It's crazy. Like, I don't even know how to explain the number of cats that we've seen over the past few years. That's why every animal that gets adopted from our shelter comes spayed and neutered, because it's super important to make sure that the numbers don't continue to multiply. I mean, one female and one male cat can have a little bit of fun one night, and a couple years later they've got thousands of offspring just walking around in Santa Rosa County getting pregnant, you know.
Yeah, we actually have some statistics. Like, in the first year, a cat can have 12. By 2 years, you've got 67 cats. And then by 8 years, you have over 2 million cats just from that one cat who had 12 in a year.
Oh, my word.
That's why you need to spay and neuter your pets.
And kitten season here, we say it's like March through September, but it never stops. I think this week has been the first week at our shelter that we haven't had kittens available for adoption. But as soon as it starts warming back up again, something clicks, and we've got hundreds of kitties in our shelter. Not just in our shelter, but every other shelter, every other rescue. I mean, people on our lost and found rehoming groups, they're all trying to find homes for kittens. I mean, it's just really important. You'd think maybe it's $100. That's kind of expensive. But taking care of kittens is very time-consuming. It's costly.
It's worth it.
I mean, it's worth it, definitely. If you're going to have a cat for 15 years, one $100 expense is totally worth it in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, and I want to chat a little bit and hear a little bit more information, because we were talking during the commercial break about the health benefits, the health side for the animals. So with the spaying and neutering process, just chat a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I mean, Sarah can chat about it too, but it's wonderful. If you think about an animal in heat, they can be crazy. They escape. They get out, you know, next thing you know, they've got, you know, a litter of kittens or puppies coming. Once you spay and neuter your animals, their whole temperament changes. They're a lot, you know, more likely to stay home and listen and be friendly, especially with other animals. So there's a lot of temperament benefits that are super easy to find online, too. But there's a lot of also health benefits, less likely to get cancers and, you know, other major illnesses. So think long term. Just getting your animal spayed and neutered can save you, you know, thousands of dollars in the long run from potential behavioral and physical impairments that they could get.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And for like male cats, it does help cut down on spraying, because male cats do like to spray to mark their territory. And if you get them neutered, that does help cut down on it. It doesn't completely eliminate it, but it does help with that issue as well.
Right. And so, and the other thing is, too, to remember, like, you know, we're not trying to depopulate the animals, you know, our domesticated animal species, but we have an overpopulation, not just here in Northwest Florida, but all around America, as far as I can tell. I can't speak for the rest of the world. We've seen it, you know, growing up, the cats where I grew up, they would have kittens under houses, like in the crawl spaces and things like that. And I'm sure we have that too. But just to, now, do y'all ever see people, I've seen it online, where people will catch like a feral cat
every
and
day.
They'll bring it to you to
every day.
Really?
Yes, I recently did it with one of the feral cats in my backyard. It had an injured leg, so I wanted that to get checked out too. But he wasn't ear-tipped yet either, so I wanted to make sure he was already neutered. And if not, go ahead and get that taken care of. And they treated him and released him back into my backyard, and he now eats at my house regularly because I want to make sure he's fed.
Right.
So I told him, I was like, fix him up, tip his ear, and I'm fine with him coming back to my house.
Yep. A few months ago, we received, I believe it was $15,000 grant to do trap, neuter, release for community cats. So that is, of course, not your personal animals. That is community cats. I think we have a limit of 3 per person. But if you're interested in that, call the shelter. Basically, you would be responsible for trapping the animal. You would bring it to the shelter. We would spay or neuter the animal and give it a little ear tip, which, if you don't know, an ear tip is just a very easy, painless indication that this animal is in fact spayed or neutered, so you don't have to worry about that. And they would give you the animal back once it's ready. You release it back into your backyard or wherever it came from. It seems small, but in the grand scheme of things, like we said earlier, one cat can turn into 2 million within 8 years.
Yeah.
Think about that. You take your three cats, that's 6 million cats that are just no longer going to exist. And it's not like we need those 8 million cats, you know.
Right.
We've got 8 million in our shelter, I can tell you that. So
yes.
Feel free to come and check them out. Come ask any of our staff the questions. I mean, we get a lot of kittens throughout the year. I remember one day it was really tough about, I think it was not last summer because there was COVID, but the summer before. In one day, I believe we got in 56 kittens that were like under the age of 2 weeks that were just dropped off at our shelter.
Mm.
And you know, what do you do if you don't have a foster program in place to bottle feed these 56 kittens every single day? It's tough.
Wow. Hey, we've got a little bit more. Stick around.
At Gulf Breeze News, they get it. They know you want to know what's happening in your community, whether that means investigative reporting, area events, or op-eds from your fellow breezers. The Gulf Breeze News truly is your community newspaper. Call 932-8986 and subscribe today. You can read online if you prefer to use your iPad or computer, or get your freshly printed newspaper delivered right to your mailbox. From city to county, politics to sports, subscribe now at gulfbreezenews.com.
This Valentine's Day, cook something special for your honey. At Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, you'll find a great selection of specialty and exotic meats, chicken, beef, pork, all cut to order. Costello's will have pre-made champagne, wine, and dessert baskets available, along with Wagyu steak specials for your Valentine's dinner that will be delicious. Stop in today for the best butcher shop meats and top deli items. It's Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, a great place to meet up on Fairfield Drive on the west side of Pensacola.
Hi, I'm Anna Lead Leonard with Mainstay Financial Group. Join me Tuesday mornings at 10 on News Radio 92.3 for the Pensacola Expert Panel, Winning with Anna Lee. Early in life, I learned an important lesson about educating others about money. That knowledge can help you achieve your vision for your retirement. Tuesdays at 10 on
the Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Hey! You're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. We have been having so much fun here on Frisky Friday with Sarah, Leah, and Cassie as well. Cassie, you've been such a good girl in studio. I'm so proud of you. And hey, before we go today, give everybody a little bit more information about this amazing weekend.
Yeah, so today and tomorrow, we've got our Lonely Hearts adoption event. All pet adoption fees are waived. That includes their spay, neuter, and a rabies vaccine. Be sure to make an appointment by calling our shelter at 850-983-4680 or visiting www.santarosa.fl.gov/animals.